You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
I can't quite believe that it's been a year since we were here, but it's time again. So call your mom and tell all of your friends. It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary-blooded co-hosts. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love the most.
So buy some candy and turn out the lights, and late at night raise up the dead. Or if you want, you can hang with us instead.
It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary-blooded co-hosts. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love the most.
The cold wind does blow in the night through the trees.
The monsters rise. Oh, God, they're morbidly obese.
So painfully fat. So painfully fat. It's Halloween on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Halloween, two scary-blooded co-hosts. Halloween, Halloween, it's the evil day we love the most.
Cliff, 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 it's Halloween!
Oh my God.
How excited are you that it's Halloween finally?
Kendall, I'm so excited that it's Halloween finally. I just can't even imagine you understanding how excited I really am about the whole thing. I just love it. Kendall, I love it.
Every year it feels longer and longer between Halloweens as we get older. Yet life goes by so fast.
It goes by so fast. Kendall, sometimes you just want to rewind.
Cliff, where the hell is my dinger?
Oh my God.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Charles
has been moving shit around again.
Well, Charles was in here. Here's why. The other day.
Or was it a ghost?
It might have been a ghost. But it might have been Charles, because I think it was Charles. because the other day, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turner, of course, last week we had the whole ordeal with the glove. It was finally found, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But anyway, after that even, in between, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turner was in here, and she said, you know what? It really is dusty, and she thought that maybe.
Why didn't Mrs. Potter Butter Turner say that?
Maybe she thought that that was what was making her sinuses go haywire. And so she said, Charles, Charles, could you please throw dusting? And he tried his best. His way of dusting things, I think, is going around and just like blowing on stuff, just watching the dust fly off, and he thinks, well, it's dusted.
I gotta talk to Miss Spotted Butter Butcher, and she thinks she could tell anything to Charles and think that he would be able to do it.
I don't really know what a contractor is, but probably what most of what he does is not contracting.
No, he contracts Idiocracy is all he does.
He's contracted a lot of venereal diseases. But Kendall, that's not what we're talking about.
That's what he meant by contractor when we hired him.
That's not what we're talking about this time.
No, we're not. We're talking about ghosts, Cliff.
We're talking about ghosts.
That's what happens before you become a ghost.
People who have been shot and come back as ghosts.
Cliff, this is one of my favorite subjects in the whole wide world.
It's a favorite subject of mine and yours.
Oh, that's not my favorite subject. I love to sit. I could sit and talk for hours. I'm not going to do that today to you listeners.
No.
But I could talk for hours about ghost experiences and stories that I've heard. I just love everything to do with ghosts. Ghosts.
Well, Kendall, what I would love.
Because I hope one day I am a ghost. I could float around the world and enjoy everything without the pain of death or fatness. Because hopefully when we're dead, we're not so fat.
Kendall, I think that when we die, the newspaper headline in hell will be "Fat Ghosts Born Today" for the first time.
Fat ghosts born again.
Only so many people are so fat in life that when they die, it's a big splash, and they are just huge fat ghosts. Kendall, what I want to say to you, my favorite ghost memory. Can I tell you my favorite ghost memory?
Cliff, what's your favorite ghost memory? You know I was going to ask it.
My favorite ghost memory is when Whoopi, she's talking to Demi Moore, and she says, "You in trouble, girl." And then,
You're in trouble.
Yeah, and then right after then, Patrick Swayze, he ghosts himself into Whoopi's body, and he goes behind her. And they're on the spinning pottery wheel. It's a beautiful moment. It's, "Whoa, my love, my darling." Note how I'm doing the pottery wheel motions.
I wondered how that song was going to come into this episode.
For your touch alone.
I knew we couldn't do a show called Ghost without that song coming into play.
Kendall, it is like...
Mr. Snidebottom, you owe me $10.
Why did you think I wouldn't do it? Well, you know how much I love that movie. But anyway, Kendall, it's like you live with Rachel Berry from Glee. You live with just a talent powerhouse.
Oh, that's what I think every time I walk in the podcasting doors, Cliff. It's a talent powerhouse, Cliff. But speaking of ghosts, Cliff,
I'm a talent powerhouse.
There, I've watched a lot of specials.
Ooh, a lot of specials.
You know, I did. I've watched a lot of specials about ghosts, Cliff. And one of the specials that I was reading, said,
ghosts.
It didn't say
dead.
That
they're dead people.
It said that ghosts, like when you die, your aura. It starts vibrating on a different, like, a different frequency than what we're in. So it's like they're there and they're walking around and they're living their life, but it's a different frequency. How weird is that? What if that's true?
Oh, that would be so weird. I think that it is true. You know, once upon a time, after my beloved. Assistant Tyler went to heaven, where he's with Whitney Houston today, everybody. And who could hope to be anywhere better than at Whitney's side?
Cliff, do we have to talk about Tyler again?
Kendall, Tyler has finally found someone else who can sing to him with that perfect pitch like he was used to here on Earth. He's with Whitney Houston now.
We have not been seeing his ghost.
Unfortunately, we've not been seeing his ghost, Kendall. But when I think of Tyler, I don't even know where I was going. Where was I going? What were you talking about?
You were talking about Tyler. I don't know. You talk about Tyler so much, it gets you off track, Cliff.
It does. Well, it's only been 2 years ago my beloved assistant Tyler was made to go to heaven against his will. And it was very upsetting to me as I watched you and Mr. Snodbottom bury his corpse in the rain.
Somebody had to do it.
Oh, I know what I was telling you now about Tyler's blessed soul. His blessed soul is like a snowflake melting back into the stream. Kendall, it's a stream. that we're all going to be in one day. And it's just, we're taking another form is all that it is. And that's what a ghost is. Kendall, when I think of ghosts, here's what I think of. I think that spirits, they don't even always realize that they're dead, Kendall. To them, it's like they're stuck in an awful nightmare. What do you think about that?
It's kind of like you don't realize how fat you are, Cliff. And I keep telling you, I'm like, you're really, really fat.
I am really, really fat. And sometimes I think, Cliff, you're not fat, fat. Come on. And then I look in the mirror, and this is what I want to do. To my head.
I want to become a ghost.
I want to become a ghost. Kendall, I do think very much, oftentimes, that like Lydia Deetz, I want to be a ghost. I want to be dead like you guys.
That's why we love that movie so much. We identify with her character so greatly.
But that's more just a clinical depression talking, everybody.
And Cliff, I have been meaning to talk to you about your depression.
Yeah.
Have you seen anyone? Have you talked to anyone?
Kendall, there's no one to talk to. As you said, Tyler's ghost is not here, and Austin has tried to perfect his butternut rye crispy recipe.
They're Tyler's recipe, but nobody can make them like Tyler used to.
Nobody makes them like Tyler.
I'm sorry, Austin.
Austin, you do you know very well. We've eaten plenty of them, as though
eat things we hate. We have proven it.
But Kendall, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to think about Tyler. I don't know what to do. It was very upsetting to me when he died so many Halloweens ago. Two, to be exact.
Well, I mean, you haven't been the same since. Nobody has been able to fill that void. You used to be so happy about Halloween, Cliff.
I used to be.
And lately, you don't have the excitement for it like you used to.
I don't have that spark. It's like somebody blew out my black flame candle in my heart.
Was it a virgin that blew out your black flame candle?
I've blown out a few virgins, but... Whoa, my God.
Got real up in here.
It got real. Got a little real. Up in here for a moment. Speaking of reality, I do have an email therapist. I lied a few minutes ago. I don't know why I'm embarrassed.
You lie so much these days.
I do. I lie like a fucking rug. And it's upsetting. I do. I don't know why. I just can't stop myself. It's one of the things. I think it goes with my depression, which was in an attachment that my email
You're
therapist
acting out.
Sent me one day. I think I am. I need control. But under the advice of my email therapist, mm-hmm. not to harp on it, but I have prepared something in honor of Tyler and his blessed spirit who left us 2 years ago. It's horribly sad. And Mr. Snodbottom, he said, okay, whatever, for just a couple minutes, you can do it because it is sad. He said, whatever. So, is that okay with you, Kendall? I know it's a lot to work through.
Well, I've been working through it for a long time with you, Cliff, but I think it's best to get it out there and just say it.
Okay, sorry we have to do this on the air, everybody. I've written a letter to Tyler, whose address is heaven above. I've written, dear Tyler, we miss you and wish you were with us to love. Instead of a stamp, I put kisses. Mr. Snodbottom says that's best to do. I've written a letter to Tyler saying I miss you. Dear Tyler, I miss the way you used to file things. I always knew any file that started with V was filed under T. I always knew where you were at 4:20 in the afternoon. I'm sorry about the time I bounced a quarter off of your ass while you were asleep. I never meant anything by it. I'm sorry. Tyler, I miss you. And to recap, I've written a letter to Tyler, whose address is heaven above. I've written, dear Tyler. We miss you. You miss him too, don't you, Kendall?
Of course
we
I do.
We wish you were with us to love instead of a stamp. I put kisses just like I used to put on your checks. Mr. Snodbottom says that's best to do. I've written a letter to Tyler saying I love and miss you. I've written a letter to Tyler, who's in heaven with Whitney, whose address is heaven above. I've written, dear Tyler, we miss you, and I will always, always, always send you my love instead of a stamp. I told you I put kisses. It was all because of what Mr. Snodbottom said. He said, boy, put kisses on it. I don't have any goddamn stamps. A letter to Tyler, my old assistant who died when he was shot a few Halloweens ago. Tyler, I miss you. Tyler, you're gone.
Well, Cliff, that was beautiful and sad, and I feel like you might need a break after that.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Make Halloween fun and easy. One-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, Superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind, bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one stop at Woolworth.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
We're back.
So Mrs. Butterbutterbutterchurn was just crying so heavily out the window out there. That was such a touching, beautiful song. Very sad. Oh, and now I know you like to work through your emotions by eating.
I do. I'm feeling better, everybody. I'm feeling better.
Well, those...
Thanks for your support.
Those two pizzas you ate during the break really cheered you up.
Well, when you're feeling so full on the inside, it's hard to feel empty.
That's what I always say, Cliff.
Yeah, so, but Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, I'm sorry, don't cry. It's going to be, we're working through it. He's in heaven. He's having a fantastic time.
It made me sad, Cliff. So, yeah. Has there been, back to our story at hand.
Yeah.
Ghost.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever had any kind of ghost experience in real life?
My ghost experience, let me tell you my ghost experience. When I was probably 12, 13, I was on vacation with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really staying in a cabin, not in the North Busheltown Woods.
Oh, thank God. Everybody, thank God. Don't ever stay there.
God. This was before I'd ever stayed in a cabin there. And this, we were staying in the woods and hills of Tennessee, out in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a cabin. And one Saturday morning, we woke up really early. And we went to the flea market. And at the flea market, there was this big table. And on top of this table, Kendall, you wouldn't believe it. VHS tapes all over it. And there I found the movie Ghost for $10. I think it was $10 or $5 on VHS at the flea market. And I bought it and I took it home and I loved it.
How was that a ghost experience?
That was an experience I had with the movie Ghost.
Have you ever seen any real ghosts, Cliff?
No. I'm sadly paranormal. I'm normal, everybody.
Oh,
it's awful.
I'm dumb all over, all around, Cliff.
Oh, you are, Kendall.
I've heard ghosts. I've felt ghosts, but I've never seen them.
What did you feel? Tell us your feelings.
Oh, I was violated by a ghost.
No.
I could, like, back at the office one morning.
Back it up.
I could hear somebody, like, walking up and down the hallway. And you can just, like, feel this presence there.
Who?
Kind of like when you walk in the room and you go, I feel that presence.
That's a presence we all feel. Now, tell me more about this presence that you felt in an office. Tell me more.
Well, we did a seance one time at my office. See if we could contact this spirit, Cliff.
Was it Walt Disney?
No, we thought it was at the Disney Studios, but it was not Walt Disney, I don't think.
Was it Roy Disney?
No, it was no Disney family members.
Was it Gene Kelly?
He was singing in my dreams, Cliff, in the rain.
Singing in the dreams, Kendall.
Singing in my dreams. Because, you know, I keep talking, but I get so distracted because my phone just keeps on.
Oh, no.
I'm having all these texts from these kids, Cliff.
It's, oh, no.
They keep texting me, and they want me to share what they're saying. Oh.
That was a grave opening. That was not me.
They want me to share what they're saying. Kids. So, Cliff, it's time to find out what the kids are saying.
What are they saying?
Ooh,
they're
saying, I wish I had stopped listening to this show about 20 minutes ago.
I wish I'd stopped listening to this show about 4.5 years ago.
Why do the kids say that? Kids. That hurts my feeling, kid.
That hurts us all, kids.
Cliff, do you know, have you ever heard the term Halloween?
No.
Cliff, that is a stoner's Halloween. It involves a lot of weed, hence the weed part of this Halloween part. It's loved by many.
But don't let Austin hear you talk about a Halloween party when our own Halloween party is just next week on the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh my God.
We got to get our costumes together.
We've got to get them together, Kendall. I had so many other witty things to say, but I forgot it during all those technical difficulties. Kendall, have you ever heard of grave dumping?
Oh, no, I'm afraid to know what it is.
Kendall, grave dumping. Oh my gosh. It's when you go shit on somebody's grave.
Oh, Cliff, why would anybody do that?
Oh, Kendall, think about somebody whose grave. Oh my God. You know they're going to have to put a 24/7 guard at George W. Bush's grave, or people are just going to be grave dumping 24/7. That's George coming out of the grave saying, hey, stop dumping on my grave. But they're not, George, he's going to have to be in an unmarked grave, Kendall. That is the grave I'm going to have huge diarrhea on.
No, they'll have a guard on it at all times.
They'll have an eternal flame so your buttocks will go into flames.
Cliff, have you ever had any witch's brew?
Witch's brew.
No.
Cliff, the term witch's brew is used for when one throws up a little bit in their mouth. And they swallow it and have to deal with the horrible aftertaste.
Well, all right. I didn't know what it was. Yes, I have had some witch's brew. Kendall, it was a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, everybody. I come in to the studio in here. I'd forgotten a folder that had some Jake Gyllenhaal pics that I'd ripped out of some magazines I left in here in the studio, a work folder, one day. And
I told you to put work in the work folder, Cliff.
That is work, Kendall. I keep proposing, I keep pitching the episode to Mr. Snodbottom, the hottest Jake Gyllenhaal picks, but he says for some reason that won't work on an internet talk show. I don't know why.
Sometimes he knows what he's talking about.
It seemed that we could just say it's the one where he looks like this. But anyway, okay. But I came to get that folder out, and who is in here but Charles, the contractor.
Oh, my God.
And, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't want to know why. I don't want to know why he's shaving his armpits into the trash can under your side of the table over
God.
There.
Oh, my God.
Remember the day you thought that it was one of your eyebrow hairs that had fallen out?
For God's sake, stay away from my side of the desk.
I had a little witch's brew. I threw up in my mouth just a little bit.
I know you can hear me.
Charles.
I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me, for God's sake.
Charles, I told you before, don't hang up that huge ornamental pumpkin over the fire extinguisher.
What a jackass.
It's the fire marshal won't allow it. He's going to fine us again.
But what else are the children saying?
The children.
The poor children. Children. They should just be trick-or-treating.
They should. Kendall, have you ever heard of Satan cheese?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, Kendall.
Some of these things, the thought is so much worse than anything you could say.
It's far worse, Kendall. It's far worse. Satan cheese, that's the kind of cheese that's infused with the devil. And any man or woman who consumes Satan cheese is instantly blessed with infinite but evil powers, such as awesome guitar shredding skills, a giant schlong.
Oh, God.
Or even, Kendall, you guessed it, ice cold semen. And that's just what Satan cheese is. Just what it is.
Well, all right.
It is what it is, everybody. Let's just accept it.
Cliff, I think I have halabeeties. Halloween beeties.
Halloween beetie.
It's diabetes, Cliff. That results from eating a large amount of chocolate and sweet candies on or right after Halloween.
Oh, Kendall, I have halabeeties 24/7, 365.
Halabeeties, halabeeties, halabeeties,
God in heaven help us. Kendall, have you ever seen a witch doctor's necklace?
I don't know.
I don't want to name any names, but there may be a certain handyman around that has a witch doctor's necklace in plain view every time he opens his mouth because a witch doctor's necklace. That's me. I'm sorry. It was a joke. I shouldn't have said it. Kendall, a witch doctor's necklace is someone whose teeth are so bad and crooked and discolored that they represent a witch doctor's necklace. You know how they have like those teeth hanging around their neck?
Yes.
And yeah, they do look kind of like Charles's contractor, but it's not all your fault. It's because Mr. Snodbottom will not put...
Bad hygiene is not part of your problem.
No, you enroll in Obamacare. Enroll in it. I don't care if you still got the Dole sticker on the back of your pickup truck. Enroll in Obamacare. Come on.
I have so many things to say and I forgot. You know.
Life. That's what you'll say at the end of your life. I had so many things to say.
But I forgot. I'm dead now.
I forgot.
But do you know what a ghost baby is?
Oh, ghost baby. No.
Cliff, it's that little wad of mucus that you cough or sneeze into your hand or tissue. You're like, dude, check out this ghost baby. Let's smear it on Carl's Trapper Keeper. Cliff, that was an 80s reference.
Hey, Mr. Snowbottom, can we not get more up-to-the-date things that the kids have texted us? That is a text. That's obviously not even a text. It's a fax from the 80s.
I told you, just the facts, Cliff.
Just the facts, Kendall. The fact is, that's all the kids have texted me.
Oh. So sad. I wish they'd get the hell out and trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat. Kendall, I wish
that they
would.
And quit throwing ghost babies at each other.
Quit wiping the ghost babies, for heaven's sake.
You know, if you go back and listen to episodes of our show, 3 years ago during Halloween, we were so full of promise and happiness and wonder, and we were like, oh my God, it's Halloween. I love it. And all we did was talk about how great it is. It's Halloween. And now we're like... We're doing that. And we're talking about stupid kids.
Stupid kids.
Oh, what is this world coming to?
What are you texting us, kids?
Don't quote me about that.
Don't quote
me
about that, Kendall.
Don't quote me.
Don't quote me.
I have... Oh, God.
Kendall, it's this extra special tonic. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, when I was out in the area, in the middle of the show there, while we were taking our little break. Having a chips and salsa break, while the commercial rolled and the buffalo roamed. And we were there, and, you know, we had our break in the area out there, you know, where Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn is. Out around Becky's desk, where she has that very misleading bowl of Xanax that looks like cherry Tic Tacs.
I've told you every week that that's not Tic Tacs.
But it looks so much like it. I keep thinking maybe she changed them. And then I take one, and an hour later, I'm asleep on the floor. But anyway, Kendall, the Xanax aside, we were out in the area, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, we were sitting on Becky's desk sharing a bowl of Xanax, and we said, hey, I'm really worked up about Tyler. And, you know, as you mentioned before, she was crying, and we were both worked up.
Consoling her.
And she said she had got this tonic that she bought from a medicine man on the street. And she said, here, it's supposed to like brighten your spirit. And so I've had a little, and it's brightened my spirit. And it's brightened my spirit, Kendall. And speaking of spirits, do you know what I always say about ghosts? The one thing I've said the most about ghosts and
the eerie
phenomenon of ghostly apparitions. Kendall, you know, animals and children are more likely to see a ghost. I've always said that. I've been one to say it a lot.
Well, that's great, Cliff. I've got a quote for you.
Don't quote. That's right. Don't quote me.
I've been waiting to ask you a question here about this quote, Cliff.
Don't quote me about that, Kendall. Don't quote me that I forgot that we were in this segment.
If our listeners will remember back to about 5 minutes ago that we're doing this segment called Don't Quote Me. And the rules are not to just talk indiscriminately about anything, but to say a quote and see if the other person can figure out who said it, Cliff. So here we go.
Who said it? Halloween quotes. I'm ready.
The problem is Mr. Snodbottom is off doing God knows what right now. And Charles is in there on the control booth, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter turns in there, and I love them both to death, but, you know, they're not sticklers like Mr. Snodbottom is.
Well, they're not, and Mrs. Potter Butter Butter turn, and we did split a huge glass of that elixir, and so she's not paying much attention, and, you know, oh, don't look now, Kendall. Charles has got your iPad.
Oh, God damn it.
And he's not doing anything as wholesome as watching Sex in the City 2 on it.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Charles, for God's sake!
Oh, Kendall. Oh, I think you heard him when you wrenched that iPad out of his hands.
Oh, Kendall. My God.
I'm sorry. Go get...
Can I please ask this question?
Go ahead.
Or say this quote.
Yeah.
Whatever we're doing. I hate Halloween. I hate Halloween. I hate dressing up. I wear wigs, makeup, costumes every day. Halloween is like my least favorite holiday. Cliff, who said that?
Oh, some stick-in-the-mud curmudgeon. I don't know who. Oh,
I can't believe she said this. It was Amy Poehler.
Oh, Amy P. She must have said it. Someone must have crawled up her ass that day.
Well, crawled up your ass and put on a Halloween costume.
But I love her. Love her on a normal basis, Kendall.
It's just on Halloween I start to hate her.
Just on Halloween. Only when she says that do I start to dislike her. But normally I love her. Kendall, you fooled them, haven't you, Michael? But not me.
Oh, was that someone in a Michael Myers Halloween movie?
Of course.
Oh my God, I got it.
It was, of course, coming. That is exactly who it's attributed to. Someone in a Michael Myers Halloween movie, otherwise known as Dr. Loomis.
No, Dr. Loomis.
Dr. Loomis, Dr. Loomis.
I probably could have guessed and got that one.
Dr. Loomis, Dr. Loomis. Yeah.
If ever there was a holiday that deserves to be commercialized.
If ever.
It's Halloween. We haven't taken it away from kids. We've just expanded it so the kid and adults can enjoy it too.
Oh, Kendall, that was said by well-known economist Susie Orman.
No, Cliff, that was Cassandra Peterson, also known as
Elvira. The queen that I worship on Satan's
The queen of darkness,
day.
Cliff.
The queen, the mistress of the dark, Kendall.
Mistress of the dark.
I'm wearing her right now, everybody. Believe it or not.
He is. He's really wearing a shirt with Elvira on right on the front.
Sometimes you think we make things up, but we don't.
No, we don't. We can't make this shit up.
We don't. Kendall, if we made things up, would the show not be better? I feel like, yes, it would be, Kendall.
We should change the show and make it up completely. It'll
Let's make it up next week, Kendall, and it'll probably be a lot better than what the hell is happening here in the studio today. Kendall, 20 minutes into Don't Quote Me, here I go with my first quote.
Great.
The thing... Oh, no, it's not
That's
my first
second one.
It's the second one. Forgot. I blacked out that first quote. Kendall, the thing under my bed waiting to grab my ankle isn't real. I know that, and I also know that if I'm careful to keep my foot under the covers, it will never be able to grab my ankle.
Oh, Cliff, I don't know. Was that Mike from Monsters, Inc.? I don't know.
It was not Mike from Monsters, Inc. Mike was, of course, said, well, those funny things that he said. That was Stephen King.
Oh, the King of Darkness.
The Master of Darkness. We've had the Mistress of the Dark and the Master of the Dark so far today on Don't Quote Me.
Finally, Cliff, 30 minutes in, here we are. Being in band, you can wear whatever you want. It's like an excuse for Halloween. Being in a band, you can wear whatever you want. It's like an excuse for Halloween every day.
Oh, Kendall, I'm glad no one ever told her to don't speak. I know what you're saying, so stop complaining. I'll tell you it was Gwen Stefani.
Wow, that was a good one, Cliff.
That
you
was
must
a good
have
one.
Heard that quote before.
Oh, Kendall, it wasn't mentioned in that email from the writers, but when she said that quote, she actually did say it to me. I was there. Kendall, last quote, finally, from the grave it rises. Kendall, now is the time of night. That the grave's all gaping wide. Everyone lets forth his sprite in the churchway paths to glide. That was the sound of a grave gaping wide.
Was that you that said that? That's all I can think of.
Basically, it was the modern day me, Kendall. It was William Shakespeare.
that's the modern day you.
That's the me of his time.
The you of his time.
People have called me the bard.
Well, Cliff, I am no longer quoting you.
I'm no longer quoting you about that one, Kendall.
Stop quoting me.
Stop quoting me about this, everybody.
I am so exhausted, as always. Charles exhausts me, first of all. My iPad has, like, cheese doodle crumbs all over it.
There's cheese doodle crumbs all over your iPad. Some
How are we in the studio, and I'm the only person that has an iPad?
Kendall, I don't know. Mr. Snobbot,
but yet everybody uses it. Everybody uses it.
Kendall, I only want to watch Sex and the City 2 occasionally, once every week or so. Okay?
There are other movies on there.
If they'd made a Sex and the City 3, I'd watch that on there too. All right, everybody. Everybody, do you pop out at parties? Are you unpopular? Miss Potter Puncher, she gets it. Yeah, she gets it.
I think we all get it, Cliff. It's Vita Vujimanimini.
Vitamina Demon.
Demon Brew.
Which is brew.
Cliff.
Yeah.
I've had so much fun talking about ghosts this week and lots of quotes over a 20-minute period.
It's been a lot of quotes.
But if our listeners want to hear more.
Oh, more which, quotes.
Why wouldn't you? Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our big old huge fat line, 818-308-4FAT.
Why don't you do it, Kendall?
Cliff.
Behind every man now alive stands 30 ghosts, for that is the ratio by which the dead outnumber the living.
Ooh.
And I'm not asking you, I'm telling you, that was Arthur C. Clarke.
Oh, more quotes.
Who said that? This has been a quote-filled ghost-a-thon.
It has been, Cliff. They say the shadows of deceased ghosts do haunt the houses and the graves about of such whose life's lamp went untimely out, delighting still in their forsaken hosts. And that was Joshua Sylvester.
Oh, Josh.
How terrifying.
Spooking me out, Josh. All right, the past is a ghost, the future a dream, and all we ever have is now. That was said by Bill Cosby.
I was like, who said it, Cliff? Are you going to tell us?
He actually said, the door open pops and the past is a ghost and look sweaters and Rudy, go get Olivia. That's what he really said.
Oh, well,
I translated
just
it.
Just nonsense. But now, about those ghosts, I'm sure they are here, and I'm not half so alarmed at meeting up with any of them as I am at having to meet the live nuts I have to see every day. And that was Bess Truman.
Oh, what a bunch of nuts.
Good old Bess.
Bass.
Cliff, why don't you take us home down those spooky old roads?
Take me home, spooky ghost road. My love.
Oh, here we go again.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch. Alone, lonely time. Kendall.
Oh, I hope that was a ghost.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week at our Halloween party.
Oh, Kendall, this was a Halloween show. Did we mention that?
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
And don't try to hide. On a silly stoop, they sit by your side.
Shrouded in this
hide. They pretend to terrorize.
Rimbledus, how disastrous.
Is it Gene Kelly?
He was singing in my dreams, Cliff, in the rain. Charles, get in here and clean this up.
Charles, you're going to wipe this up later.
Oh.
Sorry. Kendall, singing in the dreams, Kendall.
Singing in the dreams.
Bro, here we got some napkins over. Just keep talking. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween.